Three Tacoma police officers are expected to be arraigned today on criminal charges in the killing of Manuel Ellis. The 33-year-old black man died in police custody in March of last year after telling officers he couldn't breathe. Attorney General Bob Ferguson charged officers Christopher Burbank and Matthew Collins with second-degree murder and Officer Timothy Rankin with first-degree manslaughter. Joining me live this morning to talk about this is KNKX's Kari Plogue. Kari, you were meeting with supporters of Ellis's family when the news went public yesterday. What was the mood there?
Sure. So the family has been waiting for this charging decision for a year now. The attorney general took over the case in November, but the family has been calling for charges since well before that. Ellis died 3 months before George Floyd was murdered by Derek Chauvin in Minneapolis, and it wasn't until then that the family learned the medical examiner had ruled Ellis's death a homicide. The mood yesterday was a mix of relief and urgency. The family's attorney, James Bible, says this charging decision is as much about the system that led to Ellis's death as it is about the charges against the officers themselves. Here's what he had to say in the press conference yesterday.
If you are black and you are walking down the street alone, not doing anything wrong, and nobody can vouch for you, they can grab your body and do tremendous degradation to it. They can throw it on the ground. They can tase you. They can beat you. They can choke you. And then they can say that you were actually doing something to them.
Well, Kari, the family also spoke during that news conference. What did they have to say?
That's right. In my conversations with the family and their supporters, they all said that they're feeling some sense of relief. I was actually talking with Ellis's mom, Marcia Carter Patterson, when they found out that the officers had voluntarily turned themselves in. She told me she's a woman of God and has been praying for the officers. But to be honest, much of the news conference and my conversations with the family afterward focused on how Ellis lived, not how he died.
Manny was a drummer his whole life, from the time he was 3 years old. He was in the church, loving God, living right. Yeah, he made mistakes. I bet you y'all out there made mistakes too, though. Nobody is a glass house. None of us.
Well, you also spoke with Ellis's sister yesterday, Kari. She's been vocal about his death from the beginning. What was her response to the charges?
Yeah, so Monet Carter Mixon is regarded as the reason Ellis's death has garnered so much attention. She says that she still has a lot of questions, but she calls the charges a blessing. Here's what she had to say in our one-on-one conversation after yesterday's news conference.
I don't think the grieving is actually going to start because there's still so much publicly that's happening. There's arraignments, there's a trial, there's probably going to be cameras in our faces. It's hard to be able to really just sit down and process and think about things when it's constantly being brought up in your face. I know that there are some times where we want to take time for ourselves, but I don't know if that's going to be in the near future.
So, Kari, the three officers who have been charged are expected to be arraigned today, as we've been reporting. What is next for the family?
Sure. So all of them have told me, all of his family members have told me these charges aren't enough. What will be enough, they say, is making sure the police reforms signed by Governor Jay Inslee recently are implemented. They say what happened to Manuel Ellis should never happen again, and no family should have to go through what they've gone through this past year. They say that we still have a long way to go.
All right, Kari, thank you so much for your reporting.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
KNKX's Kari Plogue reporting live this morning. And KNKX reporters have been following this story as it develops, and that will continue today. You can find all of our coverage at our website, knkx.org.